on the Dodge campus of the University of Nebraska at Omaha is a performance of the Shakespearean classic tragedy, Romeo and Juliet. Crafted by the faculty and students at the university, this show aims to break the mold of what a typical production of Romeo and Juliet looks like and turns it into something that's new, fresh, and unique. Director Jack Zerbe examines this 400-year-old tragedy and looks at why it is still relevant in our modern times.
Well, it's an interesting play because it's over 400 years old, and it's been around a while, so you gotta ask yourself, why is that? And I've been fascinated with this play since I was in my late teens. Different themes tended to resonate with me in different ways because of the world we lived in. And the rivalry between the Capulets and Montagues is really fascinating to me. Most people think of Romeo and Juliet as this love story and this tragedy of love. And I think it's actually a tragedy of violence. And so what I'm interested in particular, is how the rivalry between the Montagues and the Capulets is reflected in our own world's polarization of our rivals in the political sphere. And there is very little tolerance for difference in the world we live in. And that seemed to me to be really central to what makes Romeo and Juliet tick, or interesting, at least, today.
This rendition of Romeo and Juliet differs from your average production, as it incorporates elements of immersive theater to invite audiences into the world of the play.
Well, immersive really means that you've created a world in which the audience is a co-creator and a participant in the event in some way. But they are arranged to feel like they're citizens of Verona that are involved in this ancient rivalry between the Capulets and the Montagues. And indeed, every audience member will be given a bracelet which identifies them as either Capulet or Montague, and then will be encouraged to participate in the ongoing action with slides that sort of suggest things to do, whether it's, you know, cheer your team, heckle your rivals, chant your family name. So it's all about actually how do we gather the energy of the 200 people in the room and make them 200 citizens of Verona, not 200 audience spectators passively watching a theater event.
Being a professor at the University of Nebraska at Omaha, Zerbe speaks more on his experience working with college performers.
For instance, the guy playing Romeo is a musical theater major, and I've been watching him for 3 years. His name is Trevor Larson. I've been watching him grow and develop, and the costume designer, I probably shouldn't say this on the air, but I'm going to, said to me, you should look at Trevor for this role. And then he showed up to the audition, and he had really prepared well, and he proved to me that he not only really understood the role and the character's psychology, but was able to handle the complexities of Shakespeare's language. And then the other, the Juliet, is a young woman I met when we were on stage together in the Bellevue Little Theater production of the Rocky Horror Show. And I thought she was really interesting, very interesting to watch. And she came in, and like Trevor, she had really done the right kind of preparation that demonstrated to me that she really was able to channel a slightly more mature Juliet than we're used to seeing, which is what I wanted, and somebody who can really handle some interesting complexities of language.
Ending in a twist of fate, pride, deceit, and deep-seated grudges interweave betwixt each other throughout this production, as audiences are left reflecting.
I hope that when we get to the end of this, we see that if you are willing, if you're not willing to sort of look at the other world in an honest and open and fair way, bad things can happen. And out of that, this group of people in Romeo and Juliet learn how to bridge their differences and live together in a healthier, more productive, constructive, and frankly, happier way. And that leaves the world better off than they found it. When we started, I told the cast, I have two jobs here. One of my jobs is to direct a production of Romeo and Juliet. But my other job is as an educator, is to hopefully teach you something that when we're all done will have made you a better actor than when you started. And I'm looking around at what people are doing, and by gosh, I think we've done that. Everybody has really outstripped my expectations and is doing really, really strong work.
UNO Theater's production of Romeo and Juliet will be showing until April 26. More information can be found at unotheater.com. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Caden Weber.